www.thebridgeofhope.org.
Okay, well, hi guys. Welcome to Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, Jovan Marin. And with me today, I have...
Mitty Miller.
And Renee Graham.
Awesome. I want to do a quick little introduction and background here. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Mitty?
Yes, Mitty Miller. I'm here from San Marcos, Texas. I think I moved here back in 1965 from Georgetown due to the fact that my dad worked at Gary Job Corps Center. So that's what brought us here. Been here ever since. Graduated here from San Marcos. Rattler.
Oh, Rattler. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
And then went off to college in Louisiana at Grambling, and then returned back. So I'm here to stay.
Fell in love with the river, huh?
Yeah, kind of. So nice looking at it.
Renee, can you tell me about yourself?
I'm an interior designer. Graduated from college back in 76, and married a wonderful man who has since passed away. But we lived in North Carolina and then moved to Dallas and then raised a family there. And he was an attorney there, and it was really tough getting him to leave the law firm to move to San Marcos. But I knew I wanted to get him out of that environment, because mm-hmm. he'd been in it forever. So we moved to San Marcos, and the rest is, you know, kind of history.
Nice.
Love it here.
How long have you been in San Marcos?
Since 2015.
2015. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Going on 9 years. Beautiful. So we're here to talk about the organizations that you guys are involved in, you know, just to see how they influence San Marcos, what San Marcos can, the community of San Marcos can do with those organizations. So Mitty, can you tell me a little bit about the association that you're with?
Okay, I'm with Dunbar Heritage Association, which we known as DHA here in San Marcos, Texas. We're a 501c3 brand new, like last year, and we're a nonprofit organization. But we started by my late father, Harvey Miller, as he called it, good looking fella, back in 1999.
Beautiful.
He started the organization, and mainly just to promote mainly about the culture, the black culture. He was a very avid history person, kept mm-hmm. everything that you, and whatever came out in the paper, he kept it, you know. So basically, that's what we, DHA is about. It's just promoting black culture, black holidays, you know, introduce people, make sure they're aware of what we're about, and, you know, we're just out there just to have fun
just
and
to have
educate.
Fun and educate. Awesome. Renee. Tell me about your organization.
Well, I joined the Heritage Association of San Marcos when I heard about it. I was just moved here, and actually they were doing a historic home tour in 2018, and Kathy Dillon called me and said, understand you're an interior designer. Would you like to participate? And I said, yes, I participated in a lot of ASID. Home tours in Dallas. I'd love to participate. So I joined the organization. I did that that home tour, and then the following year, and just about every year since I've been here, except COVID shut us down for 2 years. But so Heritage is all about preservation. It's a nonprofit that was started by a group of women back in 75 during the bicentennial, when San Marcos was going to celebrate that in San Marcos. So we really, our mission is probably closely related to beautification and tradition. You know, what can we do to beautify mm-hmm. the community and extend the traditions that that we have here?
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that. That's awesome. Well, how do you think your organizations, and this is a question that I'm asking both of you, how do you think your organizations contribute to the local community of San Marcos?
With DHA, Basically, we try to collaborate with different organizations. How do we contribute just with our time, our effort, our talents that we provide? We put on different, different events, and we invite people to come. And so we just want to make it more like awareness, promote, you know. We try, you know, we chose Dunbar because of the Dunbar neighborhood, the heritage, and the association all come together. So I know that names, those names are involved in different organizations, but we mainly want to focus on the Dunbar neighborhood, just to make it aware that at one time there was a Black thriving neighborhood at one time, and then, of course, things start happening, and it's just start going away. So we just want to kind of keep our focus on that and with other things as well.
Of course. Burnett.
Well, we have been the stewards, even though Viramente Park and the Cockhouse Museum and the Merriman Cabin, which is are on Viramente Park, even though the city owns them, we have been the stewards of Viramente Park for 50 years, and take great pride in taking care of. We've just finished restoring the Cockhouse Museum.
And that's right off of?
That's right at C.M. Allen and Hopkins, across from the Parks and Recreation offices.
Okay.
And we actually created the Gwen Smith fountain, which is also located there, the gazebo. Every year we plant trees for Arbor Day, because we celebrate Arbor Day and the Viramente Awards. We have been doing the home tour for 48 years. The only reason it's 48 instead of 50 is because of COVID. The Guild, which is under the umbrella of the Heritage, is a group of women who for 50 years made lunches and sold them in the Cockhouse. The Cockhouse is also known as the Cottage Kitchen.
Okay.
So, they'd get together and make lunches and sell them. We have the home tour. We have a cemetery walk that's coming up. We started that many years ago, but it was stopped. Now we're resurrecting it. We have happy hour. Kathy Dillon is the chair of membership, and so she does this to invite members and their guests to come, and we have a speaker, and that happens. That one is coming up, actually. We have the Mermaids, who are going to be hosting a lunch at the Cockhouse or the Cottage Kitchen.
And our listeners to understand, the Mermaids are unique to San Marcos,
yes,
because
they
of our
are.
River.
July started
gonna be,
it, yeah.
They're not going to be actual mermaids, folks. But
another thing that we're doing is we do a lot of fundraisers. We'll have a fall treasure sale. When we stopped having the luncheons on Friday, we started a fundraiser, taking donations from our members and then opening up to the public and selling these fabulous treasures, upscale donations at an incredible prices. So I don't know, I could go on and on. We have on our website, we have a calendar of events. There's something going on every month.
And we'll make sure to have a link to that website as well.
Yeah, it's heritagesanmarcos.org.
Okay.
HeritageSanMarcos.org, yeah.
Okay, HeritageSanMarcos.org.
Membership is open to anybody. We would love it. You just go there and click and join.
You join.
And we'd love for you to participate.
Awesome. Okay. Renee kind of talked to us about some of the events and incentives, initiatives that she's working on. Is there anything any events that Dunbar has coming up that you're excited about?
Of course. You picked the best month.
I think we did. I think we hit this on the nail.
You got something going on.
A lot is going on. Yeah, that's this the Emancipation Proclamation month. But I want to back up. We do, we did collaborate with the Downtown Association with the Diversity Mural that is located on the LBJ MLK. And that was something that two of the members were able to get involved in and help create that. And of course, we used a local artist.
Yeah, right?
Robert Jones. So that was blessings on that. But yes, with Dunbar Heritage Association, yeah, we do, like I say, celebrate the holidays. We just got over with MLK, and that was a struggle because of the weather. Mm-hmm. So that kind of took us for a loop. But we also do Black History Month, and now we are coming up to Juneteenth, which is actually the federal holiday on June 19th. So we're excited about that. So some of the events, and I'm going to include because there's other organizations that are also putting on events, so just to make sure that it's going to be like a month long of events. I know when we saw the movie with Miss Opal Lee, who is the grandmother of the Juneteenth, she said, I would like to see the holiday celebrated from June 19th up until July the 4th. Because we're all a part of it,
oh,
you know.
I love that.
And that was another thing that because of Juneteenth, it is celebrated by everyone.
Okay.
So everybody has a part in it. But some of the activities we're going to be doing, and I'm going to include the Juneteenth Foundation, they're going to be putting on a fish fry tomorrow at the Willie Mae Mitchell Center from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. They're doing the 2024 barbecue cook-off at the Mitchell Center on June the 14th and 15th from 5 o'clock to 9 p.m. On June the 15th, Unity Walk. They're going to start at the MLK LBJ Crossroads at 8:30 a.m. On June 15th, they're doing a food craft and more at the Greater Bethel Baptist Church from noon to 6. On June 15th also, the children, which is sponsored by Dunbar Heritage Association, we're collaborating with the San Marcos Public Library, and we're going to be teaching children about Juneteenth. And this is one thing that I am very passionate about is education. I feel like you have a new federal holiday, but half the people don't even know what they're off or what they're celebrating. So why not start from the babes and work on up? So we're going to be working with the children from 5 to 12 at the public library, teaching them what Juneteenth is all about. So this is the first initiative. I'm thankful for the library for actually kind of gearing that and collaborating with us. And then on the day, the federal holiday on June 19th, we're going to be at the Dunbar Center at 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock celebrating. We're going to have some, of course, we're going to have some food. We're going to have some fun, things for the kids. We're going to have a program, and we're going to have some of our finest leaders. We're going to have the county judge. They're going to be part of the county judge, the mayor, the city manager, the chief of police, and, of course, president of Centro. They're going to be doing a reading, the Emancipation Proclamation for us. And that's the actual one that Grant read to on Galveston. So we're going to be there from 10 to 3. We're going to be doing cakewalk, bingo, just some fashion fun, outdoor backyard fashion fun, and a little and some gospel music as well. Got to put that in there. Awesome. And then on the 29th, this is going to be a first program that we're going to be doing. It's called Black Kings Celebrating. That's going to be at the San Marcos Public Library as well from 3:30 to 5:30, honoring some of our Black Kings that have done things in the community. And so we're really excited about that. So that's what Dunbar's doing for now.
So I want to go back to the mural that you'd mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of those Black Kings on that mural with the QR codes?
Okay, so the QR codes, when we say diversity, I know my dad is one of them. We have the mayor, former mayor, David Chu. He's on the other one. We have Mr. Hudson. The mayor's father is on one. And I believe we have Ophelia. I can't think of the last name from the Vasquez. I think she's on the other one.
Yes.
Woods? No.
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 I haven't scanned all the QR codes.
Yeah, because I have to go scan them again. But the people that are actually on there, they're not any, the drawing of just fictional people.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to make sure we didn't point out. But those are the only, I think there's four of them on there. But I just recommend you go by there. Find a parking place, because now we got Gus there to take up most of. And I'm glad with Gus, because
that's fantastic.
That is one option. Actually, that is a business that was owned by Black, but it's just a franchise now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even better, you know. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, go by there and scan and look.
It's a really incredible mural.
It is.
When we had our meeting out there, it was very hot.
Yeah. And then the crossroads, of course, sit there and enjoy. But yes, that's what's going on in June. So we're really excited about it. Just asking everybody, if you're off, hope you're off. If you're not, take it off. And then come out and just let's celebrate.
All right, let's do it. Now I'm going to get to some specific questions here about some challenges and opportunities. What are some of the challenges that you have faced while operating or being a part of your association here in San Marcos, and how have you personally overcome them? Renee.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I think just growing and embracing change has been challenging because it's hard for a nonprofit to number one get the money that we mm-hmm. need. So we have a very low budget, and everyone is volunteer. You know, there are no paid employees. When COVID hit, it affected, of course, our mainstream of lunches on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
And that was a stream of income. So we had to think outside the box of other ways to make money. Next year, we have reopened actually the Cock House or the Cottage Kitchen, and we are just testing our waters. Since it's been closed for 3 years, we thought that we would just have it open 4 times this year. So it's the first Wednesday of April, May, and mm-hmm. September and October. Mm-hmm. We just wanted, a lot of new restaurants have opened up since COVID. So we wanted to see if the community was still interested in coming over and seeing their friends and having a gathering, and it was huge. It was a huge success. The first one was in April, the first Wednesday, and we had a line up and down the sidewalk waiting to get in. Same thing with May. May hit like right before our home tour, and that was a huge success. So another thing was I wanted to start an Easter egg hunt mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And so getting the support from the board and the volunteers, and it was phenomenal. I mean, it was just a phenomenal success. We had it at Veramente Park and mm-hmm. had children from, let's see, what was it? It was 2 to 12. And then last year, or the second year we had it, another phenomenal success despite the fact that we got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was this past year, and another, you know, the families just love it. They
good.
Love it. So I don't know, we are growing. I wanted to open up the membership to children and promote education.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started that. Back in 2018, it's been a slow turn of events, but anyway, I don't know
it's
what
going.
Else to tell you.
It's
it
going.
Is going.
I love that.
Going then, for a nonprofit.
Mitty, do you have any challenges? Anything that you could?
Basically, same. It's membership. I know we have a passion of the board members, which is consist of myself, which is Mr. Miller's daughter and his grandson and wife, and mm-hmm. we're growing. We have members that have signed up with us, but like I say, when it's non-payable, you know, you just want to get some very devoted, and we have a few, we really do. So we're looking at growing as well, because there's a lot of things we want to do. One of our ultimate goal is to have our own location. That we mm-hmm. don't at this time, but to have our own location and possibly turn it into a cultural community center. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking at. So then that way we can actually let people get to know about your culture, because I believe that if they know about your culture, they'll understand you, they will love you, mm-hmm. because we have to respect each other cultures, you know, and get to know, because I'm a fan. I mean, I go to Cinco de Mayo all the time, and I mean, I just know everything. I know, it's not, but you know, I just, because most of my friends are Hispanic, and you know, and I'm learning their culture, they're learning me, and we just get along fine. I think that's the key right there, you know. So, but that's our goal, is to do that, and to do that, you know, yeah, we're going to come against challenges. We knew with the 501c3. So right now, we're reaching out, trying to see, you know, maneuver our way through it and get the funds to come in, because we have a lot of ideas we want to do for San Marcos, you know. So, and then, like I said, because of the percentage of blacks are very low here, but it's not about that, because to me, education is educating everybody. Mm-hmm. That's why we do the MLK program at the library for the children. We started the last program about Black history is American history, and we just want people to know our history, to share it with us, because I think knowledge is very important.
Awesome. I absolutely 100% agree. Well, we talked about the challenges. Do you guys see any opportunities for the growth and development in the downtown area within y'all's organizations?
Oh, most definitely. We have a 50th anniversary coming up in 2025. So we have decided to celebrate it and have as many people and organizations participating as possible. We're going to do the home tour and the 50th anniversary together in conjunction on that one weekend in May. So it'll be Saturday, May 3rd, 2025 will be the 50th anniversary celebration that we're planning now. And then on Sunday, we will have the home tour. And so we are working together to develop that. And we're inviting Calaboose and Cephas House to work with us, so we can open up a stage over there, maybe open up a stage at Veramente Park, and then hopefully in the evening have a big, maybe have a headliner or something to really bounce it off.
That's awesome.
But 50th anniversary would be terrific.
That's
for the
huge,
community, for
that's
visitors,
a huge opportunity.
For
yeah.
visitors and for tourism and,
yeah.
and
gotta,
small businesses.
You
got to
start promoting this now.
Yeah, we do.
Mitty?
I just say we're in the makings.
We're in the makings.
It's coming.
That's it.
And we'll let you know what it does.
All right. I love that. I'm going to move on to, you know, it takes a village. To build a business, it takes a village to build an organization. You can't do this alone, especially not in the city of San Marcos. Tell me about some of the, you know, the partnerships and collaborations. Have you guys ever had to collaborate with other local businesses or organizations? If so, how have these partnerships benefited your work? Renee?
Oh, well, definitely. The home tour is a perfect example.
Home
we
tour
have,
has to be there, right?
We have just finished our 47th home tour in May, and the Cephas House and Calaboose were partners with us to as we would guide people through the tour. You know, the first stop would be Veramente to get your to pay for your ticket if you didn't already have one, and then you'd go over to Dunbar, you know, and then you either had an opportunity to get on a pedicab or a carriage ride, and then there were people dressed up to reenact throughout the sidewalks of the tour to help guide people. So it was, you know, it was bringing everyone together, and it was beautiful.
Love that. And I'm really happy that you brought up the Calaboose, because I got a text message this morning. If you don't mind, I'm going to read it out. Celebrate unity and diversity with the Calaboose African American History Museum. The artists at Hernandez Elementary spent several weeks looking at the artwork of Alma Thomas and Jean Michel, as well as brave quilters that helped free enslaved people on the Underground Railroad. The fifth grade looked at the artwork by Aaron Douglas and Kahidi Wiley, along with activist movements, for the inspiration in their own artwork to honor and celebrate unity and equality on canvases provided by the Calaboose Museum. Fourth grade students at Bowie Elementary completed research projects that can be viewed digitally alongside the art showcase throughout scannable QR codes. Come by and experience the partnership firsthand. These kids are amazing. Thank you to Hernandez art teacher Bridget Jones and the Bowie fourth grade teacher Yvonne Rodriguez for helping put together this collaboration to celebrate unity and diversity. The showcase will be Thursday, June 20th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Cephas House, as mentioned, which is 217 Martin Luther King Drive, San Marcos, Texas. We all know the zip code. So. Let me say. But
78666.
78666. You got to say it. So I know that we are running a little low on time, so I'm just going to skip forward. I kind of want to get some final thoughts. Let's get some personal experiences, you know, or visions for San Marcos. How about that? Okay. Let's get some of that. What is your vision for the future of downtown San Marcos? Mitty?
Ooh, that is hard because I don't go downtown very much. It's a little bit too crowded at times. So
I'm personally to blame.
Our vision is to just, I don't know, as far as with Dunbar Heritage Association, just get more involved, you know, with the businesses, provide our services and our talents with the businesses. I know at one time I really thought about doing a spoken word during Black History Month and getting with some of the clubs and just come and just doing some, you know, spoken word. Also, I do want to point out on June the 27th, it is Paul Lawrence Dunbar. And a lot of people don't know who Paul Lawrence Dunbar is, which he is a poet. And that's why the Dunbar neighborhood is named after him.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a name. It is a person. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And it's Paul Lawrence Dunbar, Lawrence with the U. His birthday is on June the 27th. So I'm not sure that they're going to be having any type of reading some of his poetry. But I know he has an awesome book, a lot of poetry as well, which is pictures in the Dunbar Recreation Center. But as far as Dunbar Heritage Association, we're just looking forward into mixing in, doing what we can do, like I said, show our talent with that. We have, like I say, partnered with the library. We do different things at the Cephas House, put up different programs, because I know the first Saturday in November, we call it the Harvey Miller Day of Service, where we actually clean up the Dunbar neighborhood.
Oh,
we meet at a location, we walk down MLK Street, Center Street, and Valley Street, and pick up pick up trash and clean it up. And then we also partner with the food bank for them to come down as well. So we're slowly getting out there, but I know it's going to improve. We're going to really stretch out.
Renee, what is
your
vision?
Oh my goodness. I have a huge vision and I'm not alone.
Okay.
And it is to find a piece of property where we can take homes and buildings that are being demolished, being able to move them to this property so that they can be restored and preserved.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big picture because it's very expensive to restore an old building, which is why a lot of developers just simply knock them down but to continue with history and to continue to maintain these buildings would be a fabulous thing to do for San Marcos.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So I know that we're closing in on our last 2 minutes here. Final thoughts. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners last minute, Mitty?
I just like to say go on our website, which is dhasmtx.com. It tells a lot about our history, what we're about, and all the events that we're going to be putting on with pictures and wording. So just go on and visit our website, and thank you for having.
Oh, of course. Thank you for being here. Okay. Renee, final thoughts? Anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Pretty much what Maddie said. Please go to our website, read up on who we are and where we're going, what our mission is, and become a part of it. Join Heritage. It's easy to do. Even just as an individual, it's only $35 a year. And we love fresh ideas, and we love participation, and we're moving forward. And with the help of more volunteers and more members, we can do so much more. It does take a village.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what is it? What is the old saying, Maddie, about more hands, less work?
More hands means less work.
Yeah,
that's true. I say that to my employees all the time.
So come join and go to heritagesanmarcos.org.
Awesome.
And thank you for having us.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
As an inaugural show, yeah, thank you guys. Made it one to remember. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Downtown Discoveries on the first Thursday of every month from 5:30 until 6 o'clock and supported by the Downtown Association of San Marcos. Thank you for tuning in tonight.